Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Shagun Chopra with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh. Says this airport will bring many new opportunities for farmers, small and medium industries and youth of Western Uttar Pradesh. IndiGo flight makes emergency landing at Delhi airport due to suspected engine failure. Nepal's former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli arrested over Gen Z protest crackdown. Yemen's Houthi rebels enter West Asia conflict with first missile attack on Israel. And 19th edition of IPL cricket to begin in Bengaluru this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh. He also laid the foundation stone of 40-acre maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that this is a new chapter for Viksit UP, Viksit Bharat campaign.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman ke liye jaruri har kshetra mein Bharat tezi se kaam kar raha hai. Viksit Bharat banane ke liye sabka prayas bahut jaruri hai. Ye avashyak hai ki 140 crore deshvasi kade se kada parishram kare.
The Prime Minister said that UP has now emerged as one of the states with the highest number of international airports in India.
In kuch hi saptah mein, Noida mein bahut badi semiconductor factory ka shilanyas hua. Isi kalkhand mein desh ki pehli Delhi, Meerut, Namo Bharat train ne gati pakdi. Isi kalkhand mein Meerut metro ka vistar kiya gaya. Aur itne kam samay mein, aaj Noida International Airport ka aap sabke haathon se udghatan bhi ho gaya.
Mr. Modi said that this airport is going to benefit various districts of Western UP, including Agra, Mathura, Aligarh, Ghaziabad, Itawa and Faridabad. Prime Minister Modi said that this airport will bring many new opportunities for farmers, small and medium industries and the youth of Western Uttar Pradesh. He expressed hope that the Jewar airport will also become a symbol of Uttar Pradesh's progress and development. Mr. Modi said that due to the ongoing war in West Asia for the last 1 month, many countries are facing shortages of essential items such as food, petrol, diesel, gas and fertilizers. He noted that every country is making efforts to deal with this crisis. The Prime Minister emphasized that India is confronting this crisis with full strength, relying on the strength of its citizens.
मैं देशवासियों से फिर से कहूंगा हमें शांत मन से धैर्य के साथ एकजुटता के साथ मिलजुल करके इस संकट का सामना करना है ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करने है और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है जो भारत के हित में है वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app on the 30th of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. Mr. Modi further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for 5 more years of the double-engine NDA government. In another post, Mr. Modi noted that the double-engine NDA government has fulfilled the aspirations of the people of Puducherry over the last 5 years. He expressed his excitement to interact with the party workers of Puducherry. The number of arrests in the Raghunath Kanje incident in Murshidabad has risen to 30. Among them are two leaders from a religious organization. Police are continuing searches to find more miscreants. They are identifying suspects from videos that spread on social media. Central forces are patrolling the area. Murshidabad's DIG Ajit Singh Yadav is also present in the region. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined the Jonogor charge sheet program in Kolkata. Mr. Shah asserted that the West Bengal Assembly election of West Bengal is very important, not only for Bengal, but also for the country. He highlighted the illegal immigration, anarchy and economic distress in West Bengal. Mr. Shah said after BJP came to power in Assam, illegal immigration literally ended. The assembly elections in Kerala, Puducherry and Assam will be held on April 9, while the counting of votes will take place on May 4. As part of our special series on constituency profiles, we now take a closer look at the Nemam Assembly constituency in Thiruvananthapuram district of Kerala.
Nemam constituency in Thiruvananthapuram district of Kerala has 10 candidates. BJP state president Rajiv Chandrasekharan is the NDA candidate. CPM leader and minister in the current ministry, V. Sivankutty, is contesting as LDF candidate. The UDF has fielded Congress leader K.S. Shabarinathan. Karamana Prasad of SUCI Communist, K. Vinu of AAP, S.M. Subbi of the Future India Party and four independents are also in the fray. V. Sivankutty is the sitting MLA of Nemam. In the last assembly elections, he won the seat with a margin of 3,949 votes. BJP's Kumbanam Rajasekharan was in the second place, while Congress leader K. Muralidharan was in the third position. Smithy M. Palliruthi, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A Delhi-bound Indigo flight made an emergency landing at Indira Gandhi International Airport this morning due to suspected one engine failure. The flight was coming from Visakhapatnam carrying 161 passengers. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, full emergency was declared at the airport at 10:39 a.m. The ministry also informed that the flight landed at 10:54 in the morning safely and operations are normal now at the airport. Meanwhile, Delhi Fire Service has informed that after receiving information about the emergency landing, fire tenders were dispatched immediately. It said that flight landed safely and no damage has been reported. Nepal's newly sworn-in Prime Minister Balendra Shah thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his congratulatory message. He expressed hope to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between the two countries. Balendra Shah said that he is eager to work closely with India to deepen relations and promote shared prosperity for their people. Prime Minister Modi extended his wishes after Balendra Shah, leader of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, was sworn in as Nepal's Prime Minister. Nepal's former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli was arrested today after Gen Z protests cracked down last year. The move comes a day after the newly formed government of Balendra Shah implemented the Probe Commission report on the Gen Z protests that rocked the nation last year. Oli, also CPN UML chairperson, was arrested at the Gundu area of Bhaktpur district, 12 kilometers east of Kathmandu. Former Home Minister and Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak has also been arrested from his residence at Katunje of Surabinayak municipality in Bhaktpur district. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that discussions at the World Trade Organization must address the imbalance created during the Uruguay round. He stressed that all member countries should have a fair chance to build productive capacity, create jobs and take part in global trade. The minister added that the multilateral trading system should ensure that innovation, development and opportunities are shared equally among members.
The multilateral trading system must ensure that innovation, development and opportunity are shared equitably among members when we engage constructively to show that the WTO remains central to global trade. At the same time, we must focus on trade rather than taking up newer issues and trying to expand the ambit of the WTO to subjects that are not a part of the WTO.
Mr. Goyal also reaffirmed India's commitment to engage constructively so that the World Trade Organization continues to play a central role in global trade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The regional conflict in West Asia has intensified with Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have controlled the capital since 2014, formally entering the war by launching their first missile at Israel early this morning. This escalation comes after a night of heavy fire involving Iran and Hezbollah, which set off sirens on the three separate occasions in Beersheba and in areas after near Israel's primary nuclear research center. The Houthis had previously avoided direct involvement due to a long-term ceasefire with Saudi Arabia. Houthis military spokesman outlined plans to support Iran after Houthi drone attacks on shipping in the Red Sea disrupted nearly $1 trillion in annual global trade. West Asia tensions have escalated sharply with fresh missile and drone exchanges, interceptions reported across parts of the Gulf and renewed Israeli strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Lebanese authorities reported fresh casualties from Israeli strikes in Beirut and southern Lebanon as Hezbollah continued attacks on northern Israel. More from our correspondent.
Israeli officials confirmed the first missile launch from Yemeni territory in the current phase of the conflict, signaling a widening geographical scope of hostilities. While there was no immediate reports of damage in Israel, the launch raised concerns about additional fronts opening across the region. In the United Arab Emirates, air defense systems intercepted incoming missiles and drones early in this morning. Residents in several areas received emergency alerts as defensive systems engaged aerial threats. Falling debris from a successful interception sparked two fires in an industrial zone near Khalifa Economic Zone, Abu Dhabi. Five Indian nationals sustained moderate to minor injuries from falling debris. No fatalities were reported and officials confirmed that no further threats were active. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Jammu is all set to welcome around 4,000 runners for its inaugural international half marathon tomorrow. The first ever Jammu Half Marathon will feature 21-kilometer, 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer race categories, and a total prize pool of 1.33 crore rupees will be distributed among the winners. More from our correspondent.
In an effort to promote tourism and encourage public participation in fitness activities, the Jammu and Kashmir Tourism Department will be organizing Jammu Half Marathon to promote tourism and healthy lifestyles. About 3,663 participants, including 91 international runners, have already registered for these events. More than 800 participants are coming from outside Jammu and Kashmir. On-the-spot registrations are also being facilitated. The marathon will start at sunrise from Maulana Azad Stadium and will feature three race categories, including half marathon, 21 kilometer, 10 kilometer fitness run and 5 kilometer fun run. Separate prize categories have been earmarked for men and women, along with special prizes for local participants. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
On to sports now. The 19th edition of Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh. Says this airport will bring many new opportunities for farmers, small and medium industries and youth of Western Uttar Pradesh. IndiGo flight makes emergency landing at Delhi airport due to suspected engine failure. Nepal's former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli arrested over Gen Z protest crackdown. Yemen's Houthi rebels enter West Asia conflict with first missile attack on Israel. And 19th edition of IPL cricket to begin in Bengaluru this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.